This is an encore edition of Call the Roll, first broadcast November 26th, 2011. Hello, and thank you for listening to Call the Roll, a public affairs program produced by the Columbus City Council and aired here on Freedom FM. I'm your host, John Ivanek. Let's start this week's show by telling you how the Columbus City Council is leveraging $700,000 of city dollars and turning that money into a $4 million investment in job creation efforts here in Columbus and the Central Ohio region. Here's Councilmember Zachary M. Klein, the chair of the Development Committee, followed by Kenny McDonald of Columbus 2020. Columbus 2020 is a regional economic development group.
This is a significant part of the city and this region's economic and jobs plan. It's a partnership with many governmental entities, the private sector, where our city's participation will leverage approximately $4 million in private investment to promote job growth. So I want to turn the floor over to you, Mr. McDonald.
President Ginther, members of the council, thank you very much. Thank you for considering this investment in our economic development future in the Columbus region. We have, over the last year, built a public-private partnership with over 130 companies providing the private sector funding and over 23 local governments from around 11 counties participating across Central Ohio. And we're working every day. We have a staff now of 13 full-time people working on this economic development for our region and a number of contractors that we're adding to work over the next 12 months. To ramp our effort up, and we want to thank you for your consideration, and I'm happy to answer any questions you might have.
Well, I want to applaud you and the work that the 2020 is doing. You know, you look at the strength of the economy in Columbus, Ohio, and y'all are doing a great job in going out and selling the good word of Columbus. Media outlets reported a couple months ago that Sears, a Fortune 100 company, is looking to relocate or considering relocating its headquarters, and Columbus, Ohio is on the short list. And it's the work that the city does, the city council, the mayor, and the business community all partnering together to sell the good things that we have in Columbus, the largest city in the United States with AAA bond rating, and that's a lot to do with Auditor Dorian. But our economy is strong, and thank you for your work. Questions or comments from my colleagues? Councilmember Tyson.
Thank you, Chairman Craig, and thank you, Kenny, for coming in this evening. And can you just share some of your successes for the viewing and listening audience and what your overall goals are when you say 2020, so people really understand it and can appreciate all the hard work that you and your staff of 13 are doing right now?
So our primary goals is net new jobs. So we start with reaching out to companies all across this region. We've now met with over 500 companies, both with our staff as well as our allies, including the staff of the City of Columbus, to reach out to companies and ask them if there's things that we can do to help them, both with state and local issues. Second is we want to attract capital investment to this region. And third, our goal is to raise our per capita income by as much as 30% over the next 10 years. We have a fantastic pipeline of projects that we're currently working on. Over 70 new companies are currently looking at our region for new investments. And we have over a dozen companies expanding that we're working with hand in glove to help them through the process. And more and more every day are we helping. The people that require that deserve the credit are the local economic development teams around this region, include the City of Columbus, and we're working with a number of projects with those teams.
Councilmember Miller.
Mr. McDonald, thank you for coming down. Could you briefly mention your international strategy that's in part of the Columbus 2020 and your support of not just reaching locally and regionally and nationally, but also on a global standpoint?
Sure. So again, we wanted to start with outreach to our local companies. We have nearly 300 foreign-based firms centered right here in Central Ohio. We actually have a team in Germany this week for the second time this year. We've been in six countries so far: India, China, Israel. I've been to Germany. I've been to Rick Perry. I can't remember the sixth one. but we're really all over the globe. The team in Germany has over 20 meetings right now set up with qualified companies that are looking to enter the U.S., and we want those companies to consider entering the U.S. right here in the Columbus region.
Mr. Chairman, could I ask just a question? Mr. McDonough, could you talk a little bit about 2020's work with the state effort, the Jobs Ohio, and how that interaction with all the change taking place at the state level, how that's working out for us?
We've received a grant from the Third Frontier administered by the Ohio Department of Development, and we're finalizing that grant right now, quite frankly. Our team is beginning to assume the responsibilities, some of the responsibilities that the State Department of Development used to conduct internally. So our team actually is now more a direct partner with the communities, working hand in glove to present state programs and tax incentive programs, and working to help clients all the way through the process with the Ohio Department of Development. And Jobs Ohio is our critical partner in that, both in marketing as well as working on those projects together. And that's actually helped us to increase our funding as well. So our grant from the Third Frontier is over $2.2 million, which will help to help us market, work on entrepreneurship, and help us reach out to our local companies.
Councilmember Mills.
I just had a question related to diversity and workforce. If you could speak to efforts related to that, that's reflective of how our city is growing and changing.
With our staff or with specific initiatives?
When speaking to others related to job creation and talking through what efforts can be made to making our workforce as we begin to create jobs that also attract from a diversity standpoint.
No question, we are, speak of one thing that we're beginning to have lots of discussions about, having a women-owned business program next year. We think one of the greatest strengths of this region is the diversity that we have because of the 40 colleges and universities, international students that we have, as well as the diversity within Ohio. And so our clients are I absolutely value that, and that's part of our pitch. One thing that we get to continue to work on is providing opportunities for job creation for across all spectrums, both at all income levels and at all parts of our community.
The Columbus City Council is going as paperless as possible. Councilmember A. Troy Miller, chair of the Administration Committee, is leading City Council's e-Council initiative, a move to streamline and make more transparent Council's day-to-day workings. The Council has already announced upgrades to its website to allow residents greater access to information and ordinances. Now the City Council is investing a little more than $20,000 to buy iPads for council members and key legislative staff in a move that will save thousands of pieces of paper every year. And best of all, the purchase is expected to pay for itself in just 1 year. Here's Council Member Miller.
I'm excited with this legislation to actually inform the public of my e-council initiatives. It's really one of the things that I would like to do as a council person is and improve the efficiencies of how we operate even as a council. And this is one of my first steps of doing this, is to actually look at the possibility of us using less paper. And what I have up in front of me is just 8 months worth of paper that I've been going through just receiving the legislative packet on a weekly basis. If you think about all this paper, just for myself for 8 months, you have to take this times 7 and probably maybe 14 with the council members and their aides of how much paper we use in the office. It is my anticipation that with us going through the e-council initiatives of start using tablet PCs in order to receive our legislation, it actually is going to make our office and council much more efficient of how we operate. On a typical week, the city clerk office produces more than 44,000 pages of printed material to support the council members' review and assessment of legislation. The move to electronic distribution of these material will significantly reduce the reliance on printed material while allowing staff to work in a more productive, positive business transformation manner. A number of city councils across the country have transitioned to electronic tablet distribution and review of legislation material. And there's been extensive study on the processes and procedures of this office was conducted to develop a plan for also Columbus. It is estimated that a real dollar saving of more than $20,000 resulting from the move to electronic distribution will surpass the cost of the project in approximately 1 year. Further cost savings will be realized from distribution of more than 9 staff hours freed up per week as a result of this electronics distribution. In addition, additional office supplies and equipment such as calendars, digital cameras, and some desktop computers will be translated to these tablet computers. This project is a part of the large e-council initiative, which is being designed to provide more information to more people at a lower cost to the taxpayers. Earlier this year, council announced the pending launch of enhanced legislative work site that allow residents to read and review archive ordinances and those current being considered by council. Future enhancements will include the ability for web users to review on-demand video of a reading, discussion, and vote by council member of Pacific legislation. And before we vote on this, I do have to thank several people for allowing this to happen. First is Tom Diamond from the LOR office. Is he around? Please stand up, Tom. Tom worked very much with the understanding that the reason why he's doing this is to really help council work in the most efficient manner. And with his years with serving in the LRO office, I thought that he was an ideal person to work on this project. So he's done a tremendous job in allowing this to happen. I also have to thank Angie Blivens and Shezron Zaccardi from the clerk's office for their input. My staff, Jeanette Hawkins and Aparna Donthi, for their work on this. And also Council President Ginther and all of my council members for actually allowing me to work on this project to make their lives much more easier. And also last, I would like to thank Director Gary Cavan and his support and his understanding and his input of how this can be brought to council, but also giving me the input of exactly what it talks about with security and other things with these going towards the tablet computers. So this is just a beginning. I'm sure there's plenty other things that we can use these tablets for. Take, for instance, as we review the city budget. It'll be great that we can actually have time to not be lugging around a used notebook. And also, this is going to help serve the public as we have these in our hands to address certain issues that they might have as we go out and meet with the public. So this is just a beginning. I'm looking forward to other ways that we can enhance of how we do things here on council. Any other comments? President Ginther.
Mr. Chairman, I just wanted to thank you for all of your work and leadership on this. The bottom line is we're going to make our work and the agenda of council more accessible and our deliberations more transparent to folks for access. Have access to the agenda and other proceedings through the web, and improving and enhancing search engines for legislation and other ordinances that impact people's lives at the neighborhood level. I just want to say thank you.
Thank you. Councilmember Tyson.
Thank you, Chairman Miller, and I want to say congratulations to you also. I know you've been working on this for quite some time, but I'm so excited that we are going to have this residence ordinance this evening, because certainly it will make us much more efficient and effective, something we promised, that we did promise our the residents we're going to do. And certainly we're going to be saving the trees from all the paper that we certainly use each and every week. But it will allow us to be able to get information very quickly. As you just mentioned, as the finance chair, the budget book is a large document, and to carry that document around, to be looking at it, to answer people's questions is not an easy, it's just not an easy thing to do. So I'm very excited about this work, and congratulations to you and your team.
Thank you. Councilmember Mills.
I just wanted to say thank you. This is quite a step, and a huge step, and one in certainly in the right direction. Operating a business, making an investment in electronics and technology, and moving forward definitely creates savings. I know we've experienced that in my other life, and realizing savings to really get to really directing the work and the resources to the folks who count. And so this is another step that will reveal it. So I appreciate your leadership. Thank you.
Thank you. One of the other things I want to mention, as we talked about it saving, besides the man hours and also the paper and copier, when we talk about recycling all of this, is where it's reducing that, what you call carbon print on the environment. And so when we say that we're talking about going green, this is one step of us really stepping up to the plate and doing that. Because remember, as we talk about recycling, someone has to pick this up. We have to put it in the canisters, and then it has to be processed. But this is another step of us really truly understanding to the public exactly what we mean by going green.
It is National Food Health Month, and the Columbus City Council is reminding all residents, yes, even during the Thanksgiving holiday, to focus on healthy foods. Here's Health, Housing, and Human Services Committee Chair Herschel F. Craig, and from The Ohio State University, Joyce Beatty, followed by Dr. Stephen Gabby of the OSU Medical Center.
To honor and recognize November as National Health Food Month, and The Ohio State University for its leadership in promoting healthy lifestyle choices and preventative health care. Whereas the National Health Food Month recognizes all healthcare partners for their work in championing healthy eating to promote wellness and prevention of cardiovascular disease, cancer, diabetes, and many more diseases and illnesses. And whereas it has been shown that practicing preventative health care can lead to earlier diagnosis and treatment of potential illnesses before they become more severe, including healthy eating, a balanced diet, low in sodium, exercise, and a wide range of additional activities. And whereas the Ohio State University Medical Center is one of the founding members of P4 Medical Institute, the country's only nonprofit research organization dedicated to accelerating the emergence and adoption of healthcare that is predictive, preventive, personalized, and participatory, P4 medicine, and its impact on our society. And whereas the Ohio State University has an exemplary nutrition component in their wellness program, which helps faculty and staff learn about and make healthy lifestyle choices and become more knowledgeable about their health, leading to a healthier workforce. And whereas the Ohio State University has taken a leadership role in our city, our state, and the nation in promoting healthy lifestyle choices and preventative health care, now therefore be it resolved by the Council of the City of Columbus that this council does hereby honor and recognize November as National Health Food Month, and the Ohio State University for its leadership in promoting healthy lifestyle choices and preventative health care. I thank all of you for coming down to council tonight, and I believe Ms. Beatty, you would like to make comments first.
Thank you so much, President Pro Tem, President Genther, and members of City Council. We would like to thank you for recognizing the Ohio State University, our medical center, and outreach and engagement for our commitment to promoting healthy living, healthy lifestyles, and preventative health care. This is quite an honor for us during this National Health Food Month. We're particularly glad to say to you during this time of Thanksgiving, we could probably all use a little reminder. As you said earlier, I'm very proud to be joined by our CEO of the Ohio State University Medical Center, Dr. Steve Gabby, our Director of Preventive Cardiology and the Women's Cardiovascular Health at Ohio State, Dr. Martha Galati, and our Clinical Director of Women's Cardiovascular Health Program, Dr. Laxmi Mehta. As part of our One University concept and as part of this great city, we are increasingly focused on health and wellness and the foods we eat. As you know, healthy eating has been shown to be a major key in overall health and well-being. Of particular note, it is of importance that we support reducing sodium in diets and the positive impact that reduction has on cardiovascular health. There is a national focus on sodium reduction, especially in minority populations. And so it is a great feeling to know that the doctors we have with us today from The Ohio State are doing so much to champion this cause, and that our city council is out front in recognizing the importance of healthy eating. The focus on eating healthy is a part of the overall preventive health care strategy and can reduce the risk not only in cardiovascular disease, but in diabetes, hypertension, and many other illnesses and disease. With more than 17 million, or almost 1 in 4, American children at risk of hunger, we are committed to promoting healthy foods and health and wellness for all. As you noted in the resolution, we are very proud that the Ohio State Medical Center is transforming healthcare delivery to a proactive mode that makes healthcare more predictive, preventive, personalized, and participatory. And that's what we refer to as P4 medicine. Additionally, earlier this year, we are very proud that we successfully recruited a chief wellness officer, a role that is believed to be the first position at a university. We are also proud that we have a partnership that goes beyond our campus. We are extremely proud that we partner with you, the City of Columbus City Council members. We are also pleased that we have a collaboration with Mayor Coleman, the City of Columbus, and Columbus Metropolitan Housing Authority to revitalize the community surrounding OSU Hospital East. We have a partnership with the Columbus Neighborhood Health Clinics at the upcoming John Maloney Health Center that will serve our city's South Side health and wellness needs. Also, our work in the Wyland Park area, including Moms to Be program with Dr. Pat Gabby, that teaches expecting mothers the importance of a healthy diet in producing better birth outcomes. And lastly, President Gee would want me to share with you that we have 19 churches who are around the center, and their pastors serve on President Gee's African American Clergy Advisory Council. And they are conducting a pilot in the city assessing some 2,500 African Americans on healthy lifestyles. So again, we say thank you for this honor. Thank you for all of your support in helping us stay fit, be well, and eat healthy.
Well, thank you very much, and I want to thank President Ginther and Councilman Craig and the other members of council. And I can tell you that at the university and the medical center, we give thanks that we can partner with a group as dedicated to the wellness of our city and our state and our nation as you understand the challenges we face, and you're there to help us as we try to improve the health and wellness of our citizens. And for that, again, we give thanks.
The Columbus Metropolitan Library System is already recognized as one of the best library systems in America. Now it can add a national medal for the community service to its list of achievements. The award is from the Institute of Museum and Library Services and will be handed out during a ceremony in Washington, D.C. Before library leaders went to the nation's capital, they came to City Council. Here's Councilmember Paley.
The Columbus Metropolitan Library has been serving residents of Central Ohio for more than 125 years. The library lends over 17 million items and assists over 8 million visitors each year. The library was specifically recognized and honored for its homework help centers, ready-to-read corps, and job help centers. The award is considered the nation's highest honor for museums and libraries and follows numerous past honors, including the Library of the Year Award in 2010, a number one Hennen ranking in Library Journal's five-star rating in 2009 and 2010. The Columbus Metropolitan Library is the only library in the nation to receive all of these top awards. Mr. Lisinski, do you have any remarks you'd like to make?
Thank you, Councilwoman Paley, President Ginther, and the rest of Council. I'm really pleased to accept this on behalf of the 800 employees of the Columbus Metropolitan Library. We also have the benefit of 800 friends of the library. We have a foundation board and a library board, inclusive of Erica Clark Jones, supported by James Lee, our community relations director, and Allison Circle, our marketing director, who completed the application for the award. I think you might be interested to know that a former resident of Columbus nominated us for this award at the National Book Fair on the nation's mall. And we don't know who this person was, but said since leaving Columbus, one of the things I miss the most is the library system. And so I think it just shows that people do notice and it does matter. And hopefully the product that we've delivered goes beyond just the walls of the library. We were pleased to be recognized for the Homework Help Centers, the Job Help Centers, and Ready to Read, which is an outreach-based program trying to raise kindergarten readiness scores for preschoolers. I think it just goes to show that this is a library system that has moved way beyond checking out material, and we're embedded in the community and like to think that the community is embedded in the library as well. As proud as we are of this as a library accomplishment, what we think it really represents is a community accomplishment because of the community support that we receive, the overwhelming use of the library that we receive, and hopefully we're counted among some of the most important community assets for the city of Columbus and Central Ohio. And we're very pleased and honored to accept your recognition tonight. Thank you.
Councilmember Tyson.
Thank you, Chairwoman Paley, for bringing this resolution to the city this evening. I just want to say congratulations to you, especially for the Community Service Award. It's so important that the work that you're doing is changing people's lives. You mentioned the program for the preschoolers. It's so important that preschoolers learn how to read before they go into the kindergarten. And you're giving them, you know, the extra step, the extra boost for them to be successful. And when young people can go to school and they can read, and then they'll be able to pass all their tests, and they stay in school, they don't drop out because they have success. And eventually, once they graduate, they then become, you know, obviously assets to society, but you've changed their lives. When people cannot read, their lives don't change and they don't grow. So thank you for your work, especially thank you for your Job Help Center. Councilman Craig just mentioned already the importance of the initiative of making sure that there were a number of people hired, the Hire 1000 program, and you certainly were a catalyst to get that started with the administration. And this council is supportive of that. And just want to just say, yes, thank you, because you have changed people's lives, and they may not even realize it right now, but you are a catalyst for change. So thank you and congratulations.
Thank you very much.
There are no other comments. I will take this final opportunity to tell my little story about why the library is so important to not only the people who visit it, but others. And I remember being in several places and hearing this story about a gentleman who did development for other cities. And they asked him, well, how do you determine if you have two cities who are equal in all other ways, where do you go from there? Where do you send your company? And the gentleman said, well, we could spend the day at the library, because if the city has a good library, it has good people, and that helps us to make a determination on where we want to send our companies. Well, obviously, we have the number one library in the country, so in my opinion, we have the number one people in the country. So thank you for making it that way, Mr. Lisinski.
And I did forget to mention that the award will be given on Capitol Hill on December 5th and 6th, so we'll be pleased to share it with you when we return.
We are out of time for this edition of Call the Roll. If you have a question or a comment, please email us at Call the roll at Columbus.gov. That's C-A-L-L-T-H-E-R-O-L-L at Columbus.gov. And don't forget, you can follow the Columbus City Council on our Facebook and our Twitter pages. On behalf of the entire Columbus City Council, I'm your host, John Ivanek. Thanks for listening to Freedom FM, and have a great weekend.